We tend to view the growing light as a sign we're moving towards spring, but Kramer's Field Migratory Waterfowl Refuge's Mark Ross wants you to listen to the chickadees.
It's a rare January day. It's 25 above zero. Let's see if I can see who's at the feeder. 10 a.m. Should be a lot of people, a lot of birds out there. And, yeah, like I said, 25 above zero, which is like 45 degrees above the historic average cold, which is 19 degrees below zero. Let's see. So I'm just gonna... Holly, I'm just sitting in the snow, hiding behind a spruce tree. Oh, there's a chickadee singing. He says this is his territory. Whoa, here he comes. That's the song of the black-capped chickadee in this region. Kind of a unique. He's singing right next to another individual. And the redpolls are coming around. Red poles in the air. Just a single chickadee is singing. No competition for this guy. A chickadee singing. Singing chickadees. That's the sound of a new year on the way. Or a new year starting. Sometimes they'll start singing as early as right around the solstice, winter solstice, but that means a new year's coming. Their song in this part of the Middle Tanana Valley, it's a unique dialect, dee da dee da dee. He's coming back. The wind is blowing. Chickadees have a pretty big vocal array. I believe it's like 16 or more different types of vocalizations. I've heard a few unique ones that aren't in the literature. What have I heard? I've heard screams. So I've heard a couple of unique vocalizations. One was screams. Screams. Screaming chickadees fighting, wrestling in the snow on the roof of the farmhouse. I believe they were in competition fighting over a roost cavity, a small crevice on the roof of the farmhouse. Everything's quiet now. Quiet now. There's some chickadee chatter. This feeder station at the farmhouse is a great place to observe chickadees and redpolls, a couple species of woodpeckers. Pine grosbeaks have been coming in a lot this year. It was a record Christmas count of grosbeaks, a record Christmas count of redpolls, and you can see them here at the farmhouse. They've moved on. Whoop, there's no. Here he comes.
Mark Ross says you can hear and listen to the chickadees at the Kramer's Field Migratory Waterfowl Refuge's Bird Feeder. I'm Robert Hannon.